Brother Pedro peacefully enters his cell after the midnight office, unaware of the otherworldly encounter he's about to experience. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story comes from the book Padre Pio and the Souls in Purgatory by Father Alessio Parente. Within his pages, Father Alessio shares a testimony from a Capuchin brother named Pedro. Brother Pedro witnessed something extraordinary in his cell just before sleep that left him quite disturbed. Listen to this. One night in the year 1945, after the religious brothers had finished praying the midnight office, Brother Pedro from San Giovanni Rotondo returned to his cell. To his great surprise, when he entered the cell, he saw a young monk sitting at his desk. Now, I don't know if Brother Pedro had his cell locked or not, but whatever the case, the encounter must have been hair-raising. This unexpected guest had his head covered by his hood, and his face was covered by his palms. He looked as if he was in a state of contemplation. Although Brother Pedro felt uneasy by the presence of this unfamiliar friar, he gathered the courage to ask, "Who are you?" But instead of receiving an answer, the young friar suddenly vanished. This greatly frightened Brother Pedro. He even let out a scream. He then decided to run towards Padre Pio's cell to ask for his protection. Luckily for him, Padre Pio was not yet asleep, since he too participated in the midnight prayers. Padre Pio tried to calm him down and placed his arm around his shoulders, escorting him back to his cell. When they arrived, Padre Pio said to him, "Brother Pedro, the young friar you saw in front of the desk is a poor novice who is undergoing his purgatory in this cell. But don't be afraid. He won't bother you again, and you won't see him anymore. Pray to the Lord so that he can go to heaven soon." And then he blessed him and added, "Now go to sleep. It's late. Try to rest peacefully." End of story. Now, I can't imagine myself resting peacefully after such an encounter, but I can certainly see myself fervently praying for the souls in purgatory. Praying for the dead is one of the spiritual works of mercy, a practice Padre Pio often emphasized. The Catechism of the Catholic Church underscores the significance of this act, stating that it is a profound expression of Christian charity. This practice demonstrates our belief in the communion of saints, where the Church on earth can intercede for the souls in purgatory, and they, in return, can pray for those on earth. So let us not forget to lift our prayers for the souls in purgatory. And if you haven't already, please enroll your deceased loved ones for the next Padre Pio Holy Mass. You can find the enrollment link in the description below. St. Gertrude the Great, a 13th century German nun, writer, and mystic, who was graced with many heavenly visions, recited a powerful prayer to free souls from purgatory. So let's end this video with her prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, for those in my own home and in my family. Amen. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.